In the beginning, Pumpkin and I practiced shamisen together every afternoon, right after our hour-long lesson in reading and writing with Auntie. We studied Japanese with her ever since my arrival, and Auntie always insisted on good behavior. But while practicing shamisen during the afternoon, Pumpkin and I had great fun together. If we laughed out loud, Auntie or one of the maids would come scold us, but as long as we made very little noise and plunked away at our shamisens while we talked, we could get away with spending the hour enjoying each other's company. It was the time of day I looked forward to most. Then one afternoon, while Pumpkin was helping me with a technique for slurring notes together, Hatsumomo appeared in the corridor before us. We hadn't even heard her come into the okya. "Why, look, it's Mameha's little sister to-be," she said to me. She added the to-be because Mameha and I wouldn't officially be sisters until the time of my debut as an apprentice geisha. "I might have called you Little Miss Stupid," she went on, "but after what I've just observed, I think I ought to save that for Pumpkin instead." Poor Pumpkin lowered her shamisen into her lap, just like a dog putting its tail between its legs. "Have I done something wrong?" she asked. I didn't have to look directly at Hatsumomo to see the anger blooming on her face. I was terribly afraid of what would happen next. "Nothing at all," Hatsumomo said. "I just didn't realize what a thoughtful person you are." "I'm sorry, Hatsumomo," Pumpkin said. "I was just trying to help Chiyo by..." "But Chiyo doesn't want your help. When she wants help with her shamisen, she'll go to her teacher. Is that head of yours just a big hollow gourd?" And then Hatsumomo pinched Pumpkin by the lip so hard that the shamisen slid off her lap onto the wooden walkway where she was seated and fell from there onto the dirt corridor below. "You and I need to have a little talk," Hatsumomo said to her. "You'll put your shamisen away, and I'll stand here to make sure you don't do anything else stupid." When Hatsumomo let go, poor Pumpkin stepped down to pick up her shamisen and begin disassembling it. She gave me a pitiful glance, and I thought she might calm down, but in fact her lip began to quiver. Then her whole face trembled like the ground before an earthquake, and suddenly she dropped the pieces of her shamisen onto the walkway and put her hand to her lip, which had already begun to swell, while tears rolled down her cheeks. Hatsumomo's face softened as if the angry sky had broken, and she turned to me with a satisfied smile. "You'll have to find yourself another little friend," she said to me. "After Pumpkin and I have had our talk, she'll know better than to speak a word to you in the future, won't you, Pumpkin?" Pumpkin nodded, for she had no choice, but I could see how sorry she felt. We never practiced shamisen together again.